First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we're going to talk with Cody Kaufman, freshman boys coach for the Huron Tigers this past season. He had two teams, an A and a B. The A team went 11-7, while the B team went 1-16. And Cody, before we talk specifics here, let's just look at a general overview. It's not every year that we're able to have enough kids out to field an A and a B team. So from that standpoint, it was good to have enough kids interested to be out as ninth graders.
Yeah, you know, we had enough kids out, but, you know, as we discussed before we went on air here, we didn't have as many as most. We finished the season with 13 kids on the roster, so that was A and B. I'll give you a little bit of a rundown. So the kids that we had, Derek Simmonsma, Jaron Schley, Tegan Fitzer, Claire Hay, Ryan James, Aiden DeGene, Max Kretschmer, Braden DeMars, Juan Urena, Boda Jean, James Bach, Herbert Ramirez, and Lee Yang. So we had 13 kids for two games. We sent four or five of those freshmen every game up to play sophomore. And then we were left with, you know, six, seven kids, eight kids maybe to play in the B game. And that seven-quarter rule applies. So there was games where, you know, it was took a little bit of a thought process from myself to make sure that you know, kids didn't play more than the seven quarters, and we had the best available kids to play in the A game, and then everybody was left to play in the B game as well.
You know, but that's a good thing between those kids that did move up to play a little on the sophomore team as well. Everybody got playing time. Everybody got their quarters in.
Yeah, I don't know that there wasn't a kid almost every night, maybe a couple on a few nights, that didn't play seven quarters, you know, and it's really what you want out of, you know, freshman, sophomore level kids is to play, and you know, to play a lot of basketball, you know, not just in the summer but during the season, you know. So most of these kids every night for 18 games got seven quarters a night.
Well, let's talk about the two teams. First off, we'll go with the A team. They kind of had a story of two seasons. Started the season 8-0, finished up at 3-8. But bottom line is learning experience there, I suppose. You get some success, and then a few things can come up.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. It's tough to wrap my head around, you know, started off 8-0. But as I look at the numbers, you know, well, just like I said, playing seven quarters, you know, when they're eighth graders, they play, I think, a total of 14 games. Well, after the first eight games of the season, if they've both, everybody's played dang near two games, you know, which is seven quarters, they've already exceeded what they played in basketball the year before. You know, so I think part of it was fatigue. You know, and when you're in middle school, you practice 4 days a week. You know, we're practicing 5 days a week. We're practicing 2-a-days the first week. I think the fatigue factor set in a little bit with them, you know, because like I said, we had 13 kids to play two games. But as I look at the numbers, and the big difference is, and what is different, or what is kind of hard for me to wrap my head around, is in the first eight games, seven of them, we never allowed more than 40 points. So we scored, we held our opponent under 40, one of the games was 50, and we won those first eight games. The next, so it'd be the next 11 games, or next, excuse me, next 10 games, we only held our opponent under 50 twice. So as you look at it, you know, our defense, for whatever reason, went away. And, you know, as we hear Coach Bonhagen and everybody talk about, you know, defense comes from effort, you know, giving all you've got, working hard all the time. And I think that that's where we lost. You know, lost it in the middle of the season was with our effort. I think it was fatigue. I think we lost our legs. And I think with playing two games and only having 13 kids, that played a big factor into it.
You know, that was one thing I always bring up to the freshman coach, and doesn't really matter what the sport is, be it volleyball or basketball. The freshmen have some things to get used to. You already mentioned they always had Wednesday off in middle school. You're practicing. If you're not playing a game, you're going everywhere the varsity is. I remember when my son went to high school, Tom Basler was his freshman football coach at the time. One of the first things he told the kids is you got to keep up on the homework, especially when you got to leave early for those road games. So that, you know, there's a lot of things thrown at these kids that really they just have to get used to.
Yeah, you know, it's just an adjustment in general to not just, I mean, getting to school, you know, being a freshman in high school. I mean, that's just an adjustment in itself. And then you start November 1st with open gyms and, you know, we're, you know, getting them ready for the season, and then start that first Monday after Thanksgiving, and we hit it hard. And I mean, with, you know, and at the freshman sophomore level with Coach Westby and myself, we're trying to do, you know, we're trying to implement all the same things that Coach Budenhagen and Coach Scowen are doing at the varsity JV level. So there's no, you know, there's no lack because you're a freshman sophomore. We want these guys to come in so they know what to expect in the Huron Tiger system. So that way when they get there, there's no shock, you know, there's no deer in the headlight look, so because they don't know what's going on. So they're getting the full regimen of, you know, what the juniors and seniors are getting, and along with all the things like you just said, more games, adjusting to school, all the practices, all the travel. I mean, so they're getting, you know, they're getting a lot thrown at them, and for the most part, I thought my kids handled it really well this year. Obviously, we didn't end the season like we wanted, but I'll tell you one thing, there was never a lack of effort. Sometimes it might have been some execution and stuff, but they gave it all they had every game, all the way up to the last game in Brandon Valley.
You know, talking with Cody Kaufman, he's the freshman coach for the Huron Tiger boys basketball program, just finished out his second year as the head coach. And let's just talk about some of the team in general. I don't recall a lot of size. I didn't get to see a lot of freshman games. You weren't usually at the same place I was, but I did see a few. Not a ton of size, but you do have a little size. The one thing that did stick out, and I don't think it mattered if it was the A or B, there's some athletes in that class.
They're very athletic, very athletic. And that, you know, for the most part, the only size we really had was Derek Simmonsma. And he's, you know, 6'2". I think he plays a little bigger than that. But he's strong. He's athletic. You know, he wasn't afraid to bang inside. But after that, you know, it fell off a little. But we had, I mean, we started three guards usually. Sometimes, you know, at least three of these four guys, we're all at 6 foot, you know, and we started three of them between Jaron Schley, Claire Hay, Ryan James, Aiden DeGene, and all of those kids are athletic. They're long. You know, one of those three, Ryan James, Claire, and Jaron Schley, they were asked to guard the best guard on the floor at all times, you know. And then we had Tegan Fitzer, who was the fifth starter, and, you know, he was our ball handler. He guarded the point guard. And he's very athletic as well, just not as long. You know, so we didn't have the 6'5", 6'6", that we run into with Brandon Valley, Watertown, Harrisburg. But as far as the size that from the overall freshman class, I thought it was pretty decent size. You know, I mean, four kids starting that were 6 foot or taller, that's not bad for a freshman team.
Let's talk about some of the other kids that you put out there as well. As I said, just some good athletes, and I think a lot of these kids, multi-sport athletes as well, which is very important.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've just gone through this. I just, you know, when we turn in jerseys and stuff, you know, trying to talk them into going out for track. Unfortunately, from my experiences when I played, I didn't do track my junior and senior year, and it's one of the things I look back on I wish I could have done, so I try and relay that to those guys and go out for track. I believe every one of these kids of the 13, and I think two of them didn't play football. So that's great. I mean, play football, play basketball, you know, track, baseball, whatever it is, do something in our, you know, in our community of Huron. We don't have the kids that can just play one sport. We got to have all the athletes playing, you know, all sports, and I'll push for that. And I know it starts at the top with Coach Budenhagen. He'll push for you to play every sport possible as well.
Well, just kind of wrap it up with this. Let's talk about some of the things you want to see these kids do to work on. I know there's kids that could be as soon as next year playing in that 7 o'clock game, playing in the varsity game. What are some of the things you want to see these kids work on? I know getting stronger is just kind of a major bullet point for all Huron Tiger athletes right now.
It is, and that's one of the things we're trying to get into is, you know, lifting, getting stronger, getting bigger, getting faster. But, you know, over last summer, I think consistently we had three, maybe four kids of this group in the gym, you know, doing all the open gyms, doing all the stuff, going to a couple team camps. But, you know, as we saw the blueprint of the varsity this year, there were sophomores that stepped in this year. Some of them started, some of them played big minutes, some of them came off the bench. That's what I tried telling these guys. That is your goal. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And a couple of them, Derek Simmonsma and Jaren Slide, they got to go up and practice with the varsity the last month of the year. And I keep telling them and all the other ones, you know, Tegan Fitzer, Claire, hey, Ryan James, Aiden DeGene, Max Kretschmer, your goal as next year's sophomores to not practice with the freshmen and the sophomores, but your goal is to practice with the varsity and JV so that way you get a taste of it next year, even if you don't play any varsity next year. That's your goal. And that's going to start with getting in the gym this summer, lifting weights, obviously, but getting shots up, you know, going, making it to all the open gyms, going through all the drills, getting a ton of shots up. You know, one of the struggles from top to bottom this year, I thought, was shooting, you know, and making shots at clutch times. And that's one of the things that these guys have got to do is get in the gym and get a lot of shots up, get productive shots up, so that way when it comes game time, we have kids that are capable of knocking down the big shot. And then I've had that conversation with all of them. Hopefully we get some buy-in. And then it's the other thing with this group is just playing together. This is probably one of the groups that I've had, you know, over the last 2 years that didn't play very much basketball together. And as the year went on, they started to develop roles. They started to figure out how to play with each other. And the more and more they play, the better off they're going to be as a team for the next 3 years going forward.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger freshman boys basketball. A team goes 11-7 on the season, while the B team goes 1-16. Up next, we'll talk here on Tiger sophomore basketball with their head coach David Westby. That's coming up next on Dakota Sports KOKK. Back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we talk here on Tiger sophomore basketball. The boys, with their head coach David Westby, the Tiger sophomores went 10-10 on the season. And David, just kind of give a brief overview of the season. Your sophomore team was actually a combination of some freshmen and some sophomores, and of course, like the JV team, some kids come and go just depending what the varsity and some of the upper levels need.
Absolutely. Sophomore team is kind of a, you kind of get the kids that have already been picked over because we had a couple sophomores starting for the varsity squad, so that's always good. You kind of get the kids that get picked and choose. We ended up 10-10, which is a pretty good record for us. We probably could have snuck three or four more games out of there. We lost, I think, three or four games by less than 4 points, so that's always frustrating as a coach. Like you said, we had four freshmen that played with us, 10 sophomores to run out our team. And then we had a couple kids who got pulled up, Cooper Freiberger and Nathan Bourne, you know, where we're trying to limit them quarters at the end of the year. So they didn't get to play a true full sophomore game, so that was always challenging. That was pretty much our season.
Well, let's talk about that group of sophomores, kind of the main core that were pretty much there for you every game.
We had the two Hague twins, Landon and Hayden, both great kids, will do anything that you ask them to do. Kind of glue guys. They're great at attacking the basket and finishing inside. And we have Zach Kaufman, who worked hard. He could shoot the ball a little bit. He's a guy who loved to put the ball in the deck, get to that mid-range jump shot. Sean Pinto, we missed him for about a month. He had to go to the Philippines for some family stuff. So we missed him, but we got him back towards the end of the year, and that was a good boost for us. Guard who get to the basket and shoot a little bit. We had Nathan Bournes, who was one of those kids that was twinning getting pulled up to the varsity. You know, and he had to overcome some injuries, but he can shoot the ball pretty good. Bryant Contreras, he was a guy who, this is his first year coming out for us, worked hard. Great kid. I loved having him out. Then we go down to Freddie Monterosa. He's a guy who was an energy guy for us. He worked hard, hit a couple shots offensively for us, which is always encouraging, and played pretty good defense for us. Edwin Castaneda, kind of a three-point specialist who can shoot the ball pretty well. Alan Bogue, who didn't go out as a freshman last year, came and played some pretty important minutes for us, really understood the game well. And then we had Cooper Freiberger, who, as most people probably saw, got in that Sweet 16 game, played some valuable minutes at the varsity level. And Cooper's kind of our glue guy who kind of glues everything together, doesn't shoot at the best, but kind of does everything for us.
Then also you mentioned four freshmen were also getting some plenty of time with you too, and all these kids really were getting a lot of quarters in.
Yeah, so we had four freshmen play for us, and actually five, because Ryan Jeans came in when we had some injuries. We gave him a sophomore jersey, came in, gave us some valuable minutes in the middle of the year when it was the dog days and people are getting hurt. But the four that were with us the whole season were Claire Hay. Claire was a guy who was, he turned out to be one of our better defenders. He just gets after it and works and wants to get better. Then we had Jaron Schley. He played with us too. He's a guy who offensively, he can floor the ball, which is a great character to have. And he works and wants to get better too. And then we had Derek Simmonsma, a big guy who can get stuff done on the inside and can shoot a little bit, which is really encouraging to have a big guy that can do that. And then Tegan Fitzer, we brought him up to be a guard for us, helped bring the ball up. And he shot well for us. He actually probably shot better in the sophomore games than he did the freshman games this year. So Coach Coffin wasn't too happy about that.
Well, you mentioned, a couple kids did struggle with injuries. You mentioned Nathan Borns and also one of the Hague twins, and I can't remember which because I can't tell them apart anyway, but one of the Hague twins was also off for really an extended time there in the middle of the season.
Yeah, actually, Landon broke his finger, and then I think it was the next game, Hayden got a concussion. So that was a bummer because those two guys played a lot of minutes for us. Nathan Borns, he had an ankle injury early in the year, and then he got hit in the head. I don't know if he ever got diagnosed with a concussion or not, but then he got hit in the head, and so we didn't want to put him back in games and risk that turning into anything more than it was. You know, head injuries, we don't want to, you know, it's not worth sophomore basketball to mess up your head for the rest of your life. So, yep, we battled some injuries, you know, and guys get dinged up, seems like all the time, unfortunately.
Well, talk about, first off, the mesh there a bit, because you mentioned there's a couple sophomores that really didn't play for you at all because they were starting varsity, Tegan Evers, Kobe Bush, the two that come to mind. And so, some of these kids had to take on some different roles. Cooper Freiberger is one guy I know you kind of highlighted in that.
Absolutely. Well, any time that your class loses, a Kobe Bush and a Tegan Evers, those guys can score a lot of points. And so we had to find guys who could score points, and Nathan Borns really stepped into that. We always knew he could shoot a little bit, but, not even being able to shoot it and then understand when's a good shot, a bad shot, when should I try to get to the rim, pass to my teammates. And then guys that really did well were the Hague twins. They've been playing with those guys since they were in seventh grade, and they've never been asked to score very much. And then this year we're telling them, you got to shoot every open shot you get, and they seemed like they didn't have confidence that shot, and then finally we're starting to get them shooting that shot, which is a good thing, because when they get with those, it'd be a junior and senior playing with those guys that can score a lot, the more guys you can score, the better. And then Cooper just does everything. Last year when he was playing sophomore as a freshman, you couldn't get him to shoot a shot, and this year he was doing that, shooting the shot, and understand the difference between a good shot and a bad shot. And then after I've hit a couple shots, now I pump fake. That guy's jumping in the air, and I'm attacking against the rim and finishing at the basket. So a lot of new guys had to score. And then Kobe and Singer are also leaders for those guys. And so the fact that those guys had to step up and show leadership skills was also very encouraging.
And that's kind of the mesh, too, because you did play four or five freshmen extensively, and not sure how much these kids, while they're just one grade apart and going to the same school, how much they had actually played together before this year.
Yeah, absolutely. That is tough. We had some guys practice in the varsity, and then I don't get to see them because I'm working with Coach Coffin and the rest of the sophomores and the freshmen. And, we show up. Luckily, we run kind of the same offense, freshmen through varsity, which allows that we don't have to, we obviously don't go at the same pace as varsity, but if they know the offense from there, the basic offense, and our sophomores know the basic offense from freshmen, you can kind of plug guys in and they know what to do. The basics, I mean, we don't get as fancy, but we're able to do that. And then defensively, we all do the same stuff, which is a huge help so that everybody knows what's going on.
And then just kind of wrap it up here, five seniors graduate off this year's varsity, one starter, but obviously there's roles to be filled for next year's team. What are some of the things you want to see these kids do now, just in general here, as you look ahead here, do the summer and the workouts, and of course everybody's running track, playing football as well?
Well, the biggest thing for these guys is to understand their role. You know, they might not be asked to score 10 points a game, but they may be asked to go in and guard the player's best offensive player and just shut down a guy. And for them to understand the role, and then this summer they've got to get in the gym, work on ball handling, you know, work on shooting, getting that stuff done, because as everybody knows, when you go up a level from sophomore to JV, JV to varsity, the game gets faster. So we got to make sure that we, you know, we're lifting so that we're ready to handle, you know, the more physical game, the faster pace. And then we can be a contributor. We're not just a guy that's going to get in a little bit here and there. We're going to be guys that get in and contribute good minutes. And we got some sophomores that can do that. But it's going to take a lot of work. They have a long ways to go. It's kind of like minor league baseball to me. You know, sophomores is like AA, well, JV is like AAA, and then the varsity is like the major league team. You got to earn your stripes, you know, as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and then hopefully the senior get a chance to play varsity. And then there's always a special guys who get to play varsity early, just like in baseball.
David Westby, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Sophomores, as they finished with a 500 record this year at 10-10. We'll take a timeout here, one final timeout here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We're less than a week away from opening day for Major League Baseball and the Minnesota Twins. Some Twins talk coming up next here on Dakota Sports KOKK.